At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome back to the series predictions episode. We have the Boston Red Sox going up against the Seattle Mariners, fresh off of a defeat of the San Francisco Giants, losing 2-1 in a best of three. We now have Nick Pivetta back in the starting rotation, going up against one of Seattle's finest, George Kirby. Cody, who do you have winning game one?
Man, you know, doing these series predictions is, it gives you the opportunity to look into kind of other rotations, right? How often are we monitoring the Seattle Mariners? And they've got a deep rotation. Kirby's obviously been lights out. His record might not show it, but, you know, 3.49 ERA, 112 strikeouts, you know, fills up the stat sheets. But this is Pivetta's chance to prove that he belongs back in the rotation. He's on one of his hot stretches. He's been great out of the pen as that bulk guy. I think, you know, Boston's going to be smarting after, you know, losing 2 gettable games in San Francisco. Pivetta's got something to prove. He's got a chip on his shoulder. I like the Red Sox in game one.
Nick?
I actually am going to probably go with, not probably, I am going to go with the Seattle Mariners for the first game. This George Kirby kid has actually been pitching really well for them this season. For the month for July, he's in 3-1 with a 4.25 ERA. His last start out was against Minnesota, where he went 4 innings, gave up 5 earned runs. I'm looking for that to be a bounce back game for him and get himself right back on track. For Pivetta, I think this is going to be a tough one for him, just transitioning back into the rotation. I'm a big fan of him from the bullpen. As a starter, I don't really know what I'm going to get yet. So if this is my this would be like my wild card choice for a game for this series. It's just a matter of what Pivetta do you get? Do you get the Pivetta that's been nasty out of the bullpen that starts right out of the gates? Or do you get the one that kind of reverts back to what you saw for the past couple seasons in the rotation? Going the Mariners for game one.
Yeah, it's going to make it 2 in a row. Mariners game one for me. I think George Kirby is their future. The guy's an absolute star. He's listed 3rd on the depth chart behind Castillo and Gilbert, but I think he has all the makings of being an ace of the future for Seattle. He hates giving up walks more than he hates striking some, or, you know, loves striking someone out or giving up a home run. He loathes walking people. It is his, he detests it. And I love that kind of fire. You just don't see that in pitchers too often. Guys only walked 12 guys this year in 123 innings. That's ridiculous. I'm going to give the edge to Kirby here. I think that Seattle is going to be able to put a little bit more pop. They also have one of the best young superstars playing the outfield for them. And if he can get hot in this series, it's going to be a real, real tough 3-game set. Game two, Cody. Bayo against Miller. That's Bryce Miller going up against my boy, Senor Bayo. Who do you have winning game two?
This one kills me. Bayo's obviously been going very well for the Red Sox recently. You know, the ace of our future. When you look into the way that they want to build out this rotation, they want to build out the team 2024 and beyond. I think Bayo is a huge piece of that, but I think Miller's just going too well at the moment. You know, over his last 7 starts, 4 wins, no losses, a 3.4 ERA, 1.04 WHIP with 38 strikeouts. The dude's humming. And, you know, Bayo always gets in these dogfights, right? Very rarely does he get a game where, you know, we put up a 5 spot. He gets to cruise. He gets to attack the zone. And, you know, he got snake bitten for a couple of them in, you know, the end of June, early July. I don't think he necessarily gets snake bitten here, but I predict Seattle ekes out a close one. So it'll be a rubber match for game three.
Nick, game two.
Sorry, Cody. I got to go Bayo on this one. I very much think that after this game that he had against Strider, I mean, that's one of your premier pitchers that's in the league. Not taking anything away from Miller. He's had a very solid season, 7-3 with the 3.96 ERA. I just look at Bayo as your ace, your stud. This is the game that he needs to show the team that he's going to put the team in the back and deliver and get the solid victory and everything there. So I'm going Bayo for and the Red Sox for Tuesday.
It's going to be two in a row again, so I'm just following Nick here again. Bayo. Bayo's my guy. I'm going to continue pushing Bayo out unless it's a guy like Spencer Strider or Shane McClanahan. And truth be told, if he had to face Spencer Strider again, I would pick Strider to win, even if Bayo ends up winning, just because of what Spencer Strider can do right now. But Bayo, game two, book it. Game three, we so far have a 1-1. Nick and I have it one way, Cody the other. We have Cutter Crawford going up against Logan Gilbert. Cody, who do you have winning game three?
I have the Red Sox in game three. The optimist in me likes to see us take a 500 overall West Coast swing. I think it'll be huge for us trying to prove that we are buyers at the deadline. The team knows what's in front of them. They know that in order for the front office to add pieces, they're going to have to prove it on the field. I think they're going to have that little bit of extra motivation. Cutter Crawford has been just an absolute bulldog keeping us in games. I like the Red Sox in game three.
Nick.
Guess what, Cody? I'm going with Cutter Crawford. We're going to agree on this one. After what you just saw against the Giants, again, consistency with what Crawford's been able to put up. Yes, we all know about the innings restriction and everything that is probably going to be coming his way. Does he go four? We're going to hope for five, but I think that this is a game that the Red Sox will get a good quality job again from Cutter Crawford. We'll probably see a mix of Winkowski and some other guys that can lengthen out that bullpen to get the job done. But I definitely see the Red Sox getting the win on Wednesday.
We've been seeing a lot of seesawing of Cutter Crawford, one win, one lose, one win, one lose. Therefore, after a win, it's very hard for me to pick back-to-back, even though I want him to be able to build on it. Logan Gilbert already this month shut out the Giants, allowed five hits. The very next game against the Astros, one run, seven innings, six strikeouts. Following game, two runs, five innings. You see where I'm going. I can't pick against Logan Gilbert right now. I do have the Mariners winning this one 2-1. Plus, it wouldn't really be fun agreeing with Nick three times in a row. That would just be rude to you, Cody. So now I disagree with both of you. I just can't pick against Logan Gilbert in this one. He just, his pitches are nice. He's also got the ability to go the distance. Cutter Crawford, if he can't get out of the fourth or fifth bullpen game, I can't necessarily trust it. Gilbert can go 6-7, no problem, no sweat. So looks like Nick, Cody have the Red Sox winning 2-1. I, unfortunately, the opposition have Mariners winning 2-1. I hate that right now, but hopefully I'm wrong and the Red Sox are able to win 2-3. Anything you just want to add? Right on. We want to thank all of you for joining us, whether it's your first or your 500th time. Have a great night. Take care.